in, or I stopped doing that, and I'm trying to do this. I'm trying, but what you find is that their mentality is that they believe that by doing these things, that somehow they're earning God's favor, and that in itself is putting them in under the law or the covenant of old, which is the law,
Now,
where
Gray, now,
if they
Sev,
were,
what's the difference if someone's listening? What's the difference between being under grace and being under the law?
Under grace simply means that you understand that your righteousness and your worthiness and, God's standing or your standing with God has absolutely nothing to do with you in terms of whether you're a good person, whether you've done well, done good, if you're going to church, if you're not going to church, if you're reading your Bible, if you're not, these are all benefits. These are all aspects of being under covenant that are benefits that will build you up to be a son versus a child, because we all start off as babies, as children, but God wants us to be sons and daughters. He doesn't want us to stay children and babies, okay? Through the grace and truth of the gospel, which is, Jesus has shed blood and resurrection to life and eternal life. That God has given us access to eternal life and all of the rewards of the covenant through grace and truth. So the difference is, are you trying to earn a reward or earn your place, not just in heaven, but in God's favor? Or are you simply living in covenant in obedience to Him out of love and reverence for Him? And in doing so, trusting and having confidence in Him and His promises. Not as a reward for anything you've done, but just because you're his son and daughter and you're living in under covenant. So like I was saying before, when you have a roadmap, if you're traveling on a road trip and you have a strict regimen and there's no room for flexibility, think of that as being your rules, your do's and don'ts map. But if you have flexibility, now that map, you can kind of adjust how that's going to go. You're still going to stay inside of the confines, and I wouldn't say confines, but you're still going to stay within the parameters or within the range of where the roadmap is taking you. But there's room for flexibility because, see, as men, we make decisions. Now the Holy Spirit lives in us, so when we make decisions, we're still men. So there could be some part of our decision making which is not 100% coming from God. And so what happens is God will correct us. He will readjust our GPS on our map. We can't worry about that. We have to trust and know that He's in us and that the decisions we make, if we are in covenant with Him, are good decisions, which means that our vision, our plan, our goals, they're good. God wants good for you. He wants you to reach your destination with that, you have in your mind in terms of your goals in life. Okay?
And if
And if
someone
there's
is listening to it, how can they reach that covenant?
So that starts with wisdom. And wisdom starts with the fear of the Lord. Knowing what the fear of the Lord is, it's not fear of God, like if I don't do what God said, He's going to strike me down and kill me. No. Having the fear of the Lord is learning what does God not like. Better yet, let me use the right word. What does God hate? And hating what God hates. God hates evil. God hates suffering. God hates shame, doubt, fear. God hates poverty. There are things that the scripture clearly says that God hates. So when you learn what God hates and you hate what God hates, and you have respect and honor for God's word, in that you know that His truth is definitely better than your truth. So as intellectual and smart as I think I might be, if God says something to me through the word, through the Bible, or through another brother or sister, and that is truth that can be verified and confirmed in scripture, then I have to. I have to a choice. Either I'm going to go with what I think is right, or I'm going to go with what God says is right. So having fear of the Lord is those two things. It's hating what God hates, as well as honoring what He says and being obedient to His word and knowing that His word is above my own intellect. That's the fear. That fear leads to wisdom.
Right.
Wisdom is defined as in I'll find the scripture for you. Hold on one sec, because this is very important to
Yeah, and
understand
everyone
wisdom.
else, this is Sebastian Boyer. He's a brother. He's a dear brother of mine that loves the Lord very much, and he is, I can't say theology driven, but he likes the word, And he definitely likes to go in depth and what the Bible says. And one of the things that he really likes to read about is covenant. You know, it's something that not many people talk about. And yeah, Sebastian is well versed on that. He goes through seasons of certain topics, but covenant's definitely been a item in his heart. And I think he's really expressing it well. People don't just are clueless when it comes to this stuff. And when Sebastian's ready about that with that verse, we'll let him continue. Sebastian, what does the Bible say about this?
Hold on. Sorry, one second. Okay. So this is coming from Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12.
Great book.
22 through 31. Okay. I, wisdom, dwell it with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way. So wisdom is declaring that the Lord, the Father, possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was. When there was no depths, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains, abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set up a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, and when he gave the sea his decree, that the water should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him, as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. So this is wisdom. We're talking about wisdom right now, right? That wisdom not only witnessed and is testifying to God's creation, but that he was a part of it. He was an active part of God's creation. So who else was an active part of God's creation? Let's jump to John chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. And it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So what this is saying to us is that it's very clear. Wisdom is the Word, and the Word is wisdom. They're interchangeable. So the next question is, who is the Word? And we know who the Word is. The Word is Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus is the Word. Exactly. So who is wisdom? Jesus. So the Bible is Jesus. It is his Word. And so how do we find wisdom? By first having fear of God. How do you get fear of God? Knowing what he hates and hating what he hates. And honoring and respecting his word as true and above your own intellect. What is our roadmap? Our roadmap is the Bible. It is the entire Bible from the beginning to the end. It is one covenant broken up into different parts. And it starts with God creating, and then it starts with God creating again in the end of the book of Revelations. But it's all one covenant that just has to go through different changes or transformations as it pertains to God's relationship with man that he created. So at the end of this, you know, just to kind of wrap this up, through the fear of the Lord, we then, it leads us to wisdom. Wisdom is the word. The word is our roadmap. So if we stay in the word, then we have covenant with God. If we use that as our roadmap, then we stay under covenant. But we have to keep it as a roadmap, which is not rigid and stiff under the law, but has flexibility for us to let the Spirit flow in our lives, so that we're not living in a do's and don'ts relationship with God, where we're trying to earn a reward from God for being good Christians, but rather we are simply living in his promise and trusting that his word is our map. So Proverbs verse 4 through 5 and 7 says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Proverbs 3, verse 13 through 16 says, happy is the man that finds wisdom, and the man that gets understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof finer than gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that you can desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor.
Wow. So
that, when we get wisdom, that's what we get. That's what God wants for us through his covenant. And there's so many more promises that come with that, but just to keep it real simple, length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor.
Sebastian, can you say a prayer out there for people that are looking for wisdom, they're looking for truth, and who doesn't know about Jesus? Pray for them and maybe lead them to what is the truth. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, Heavenly Father, Lord God, thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your life that you breathed into creation, into man, and into my life. And for all of those who are listening, Lord, Lord, I just lift up their minds and their hearts to you so that, you know, we can be transformed by the knowledge of truth, which is only through you, Lord. That only comes through your wisdom. And in that knowledge of truth through you, Lord, may your grace abound. May it flow through us, Lord. For anyone who's listening, who has ever felt like ashamed or condemned, like you don't deserve God's righteousness, you don't deserve God's reward or favor, that if you feel that, you know, you have to work to please God, to get his attention, I just want you to know that that's exactly what Jesus did. Jesus already did it for you. He did it all. He finished everything. So if you or me, if we have to do anything above and beyond what Jesus did, then what we're saying to God is Jesus is not enough. So just ask yourself that question. Is Jesus enough? Did he do that for you? And Father, so I just lift up our minds and our hearts to receive and accept that, you know, what you have done through Jesus is more than enough for all of us, for salvation eternally, and for your kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven, which means that we don't have to wait until we die to experience your kingdom. It is here on earth. The kingdom of God is at hand. If you receive this and you are either a non-believer and you don't know Christ, all you have to say is, Jesus, I want to make you the Lord of my life, the ruler of my heart. Forgive me. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for willing to be my CEO, the in control of my destiny. I put my life in your hands. Thank you, Father. And just those simple words will open your heart, and you are forgiven, you are loved, and you are born again. And if you're already a born again and you believe in Christ and you're struggling with understanding why things happen in the world, know that God is not punishing you. God is not testing you. You know, that is a lie straight from the pits of hell. God wants you to reign in this life, which means that he wants you to live in covenant and receive all of the blessings and all the promises of Abraham. And everything that's been promised in the scripture through the covenant that God has provided is ours if we only receive it. Nothing you have to do to earn it. In Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, that this is received and that this may change somebody's mind and heart, Lord. And then take this knowledge and share it with others. Amen.
Also, Sebastian, on that prayer, let's pray for the sick. Pray for healing out there, the people that need it, and that God is a healer. Go ahead.
Yeah. Heavenly Father, Lord, you know, our minds are extremely powerful. You created our minds so that, you know, when we have a thought, the mind goes to work to make that thought a reality. So when we're living under law and condemnation, Lord, and we start to think that we deserve something, we deserve sickness, or that we did something wrong, and so that's why we're sick, Lord, we're literally giving sin power, literally giving that sickness power, Lord. So in Jesus' name, by the authority And by the blood of Christ, Lord, right now in Jesus' name, I command any sickness to leave the body and the mind of anyone listening who is feeling and experiencing any kind of disease or sickness, whether it be financial disease or sickness, whether it be physical disease or sickness, whether it be relational disease or sickness. In Jesus' name, that sickness, that sin has no power and no authority in your mind, in your body, in your life. You simply have to just accept it and believe that you don't deserve that. And the reason you don't deserve it is because Jesus already paid for it. When God is looking at you, he sees Jesus. He doesn't see your mistakes. He doesn't see that you messed up. And you have to see yourself that way as well. As when you see yourself that way, then the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is going to be able to heal you because you're going to allow the Spirit to heal you. Receive that in Jesus' name. Be healed.
In Jesus' name, Lord. Yeah, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all the saints out there, for people that are listening that need a miracle, either financial or they want to give their soul to you. In Jesus' name, touch them. And we pray, Lord, for the best is yet to come. Wow, what a devotional. This is our impromptu devotional cast. We haven't done one in maybe a year or two, but I'm glad to have Sebastian back. I know he has something big in his heart to share, and I definitely thought that this would be a good moment to just broadcast it live to Periscope, YouTube, and Facebook, and also this will be on iTunes on a podcast a little bit later on. Sebastian, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do, and how do you make money?
Yeah, thank you, Santiago. So just so everybody knows, this was truly impromptu. I was just calling my brother just to share this word with him between he and I. He was like, hey, can we record it? I didn't even know that this was going to happen. And, you know, so the Spirit, you know, God is amazing. He's just going to use this hopefully by his will and bless somebody today, or maybe hopefully more than one person is going to be blessed. Thank you, Father, for that. You know, God is amazing. So, yeah, as far as my work, you know, a few things. I educate people on business financing. I help people secure financing to start and grow their businesses. I also educate them on building business credit, and the long-term strategy is to eventually, you know, be able to wean yourself off of personal credit and use business credit for your business, but then eventually to not even need financing at all, to be in a position where you can become the lender, not the borrower. But just know that, you know, if God said that he wants us to be a lender, not the borrower, that does mean that it's okay to borrow. It's not a sin to borrow, because otherwise God wouldn't say that he wants us to be the lender, not the borrower. So does he prefer for us to be the lender? He sure does. Yes. But if you have to borrow, that's okay. It is not a sin. There's no condemnation or judgment when you borrow. You just need to know who you're borrowing from and how the money or the terms of your agreement work. So what you don't want to do is put yourself in a position of borrowing where, you know, the terms are extremely unfavorable to you, you know, where, you know, you owe somebody who might actually come after your life. So beware of things like that or any type of borrowing that can basically completely destroy your business, because there's some very dangerous lending out there. The key is to have knowledge and wisdom and apply, you know, that in everything you do in your business and everything in your work, in your relationships. So, yeah, you know, I appreciate you asking that. Santiago, you know, basically I'm actually going to be attending an event, a Christian business networking expo on March 7th in Broward County. If you want to check that out, I'll share with you guys sorry, I'll just
no, it's okay. I mean, you can share your phone number or your email, you know, to find out more information, or is there like Eventbrite or meetup.com link or?
Yeah, yeah. So, well, me personally, my direct number is 305-554-6629. You want to, you know, build on scripture, or you want to, you know, talk business, I'm always happy to build and just connect with, you know, people. So I'm here to help. As far as the event, it's called Christians in Action Business Expo. It's on Saturday, March 7th at the Fort Lauderdale Marriott North. You can check me out on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and my hashtag or alias is The Approved Guy. You can check this out. Just look up Christians in Action Business Expo, and you'll find that. And you know, if you check me out at my social media or my website, theapprovedguy.com. There's also orangefy.com and businesscredit101.com. So
And he's also
thank you for
on
that.
Twitter as
Yeah.
well, at the Approved Guy. A lot of our listeners are Twitter users, so I'm sure Sebastian checks it time and again, just in case if he gets any type of messages or any type of DMs. But definitely check out Twitter out. And of course, Sebastian provides any type of loans. If you're thinking about becoming a franchisee, for example, a Steak and Shake, Sebastian could provide you tools to get to that step. I mean, you don't have to be a millionaire, right, Sebastian?
No, not at all. Yeah, no. There's a lot of different financing for startups. There's about five or six options. There are options, so you don't have to, self-finance or borrow from friends and family if that's not an option. There's several ways to secure financing on a small scale, from 10 to 20,000, all the way up to multiple millions of dollars. It all depends on what you qualify for, and what kind of business you're stepping into. So, everyone's unique and different, and our whole approach is to educate, advise, and help you to make the best decisions for your financing based on your goals.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunity out there. When I met Sebastian, he told me about the franchisee opportunities. It's more than, you can say average Joe could definitely obtain one. Here in America, we have a lot of franchise opportunities, franchises that you have never heard of. Sebastian could
Oh,
get you
yeah.
connected. I think there
All
was
right.
one that which I actually found out through someone else that there's one that sells like blinds or some such a type of blinds, and you go install it and you can make $94,000 a year doing that. I don't know. I'm just throwing
Yeah, there's a
some.
lot of different unique
Yeah.
franchise opportunities. There's a, and the good thing about a franchise is that it typically has a roadmap to success.
Right.
So you're not, as a brand new business, you're creating a mom and pop. That's awesome, but there's always a trial and error, and there's gonna be a couple years of experience that you're gonna have to go through. Where when you're stepping into a franchise, there's no guarantee of success, but there's someone there that is gonna mentor you. Typically, there's gonna be a roadmap. It's more like stepping into an already well-tuned working machine, and if you follow the script and you just stick to their plan, your chances of success are a lot higher. It's still not, never a guarantee. But franchise opportunities are great, and they can range from $20,000 to $300,000. And there's even smaller franchise opportunities that are, less than, 20 down into the 10, 15,000. So it all depends on what you're looking for. But I work with a lot of franchise brokers and a lot of franchisors directly. So if you're thinking about, you want to start a franchise, you don't know where to start, you don't know what options are available, you could call me out, give me a call, and I can connect you with someone who can share with you all the different franchise opportunities. I can share with you some links to different franchise websites where you can learn about different types of franchises and their investment costs, and start doing some research on business for the future.
Yes, and you can go to theapprovedguy.com. There's his phone number, or if you're too shy to call him, you can fill out the contact form or shoot him an email. And Sebastian has all those assets to obtain. Sebastian, closing words of this podcast. I had a good time, at least.
Thank you, man. Thanks again. This is really impromptu, everybody. So
But you're
I
okay
hope it
with
was
that. Some people
delivered
are not okay
well.
with that. So I mean, I've seen people say, "No, just hang up. I can't do this. I'm too shy."
Well, you know what, man, Santiago. Right now, I'm just trusting God, and he led me to call you. You said let's do it. I said let's do it. So yeah, I feel like that's God's will right now. He wanted this to be shared, and
Yeah.
I'm a willing
Well,
vessel,
this actually started back
and
in
so
Saturday, this past Saturday, about 2 days
yeah.
ago. So you had something already like pre going on. And then you're gonna do like a part two, not part two, but like a continuation of what you said Saturday. It's like, man, this stuff was too good on Saturday. Let me hit record because this thing may not be in your
Yeah.
heart ever again. I'm kidding.
Oh no, this is definitely gonna stay in my heart, bro. I mean, not, and this is new study that I've been completing, and I'm restudying it again now, just understanding the covenant that God has placed us under, and that we have protection and provision through Him and all of His promises, and just learning how this all ties in. It's literally like filling in the gaps and all the questions as to how come, like why would God even do any of this stuff. It's when you really start to experience and understand the truth about covenant and how it all works and
Yeah.
what, like I say, like what God did. It's just, it's amazing, man. It's just,
It's biblical, and to be honest,
it's
a lot of people
amazing.
are clueless about it. And I think, you know, people like you guys using you to iron this out a little bit better. So.
So there's definitely, lots of information out there, but the one thing that you can count on is the word of God and that it is true, and that's where you're going to find your wisdom. So, stick with the word and you'll be all right.
There you have it, Sebastian Boyer, theapprovedguide.com for any questions about covenant or about financial and also credit. If you have information about credit, everyone deals with credit. Everyone either has a great credit or a bad credit. If you go to creditkarma.com, they'll tell you what you have. And then, of course, you go on to sleonproductions.com. This DevoCast hasn't been around for 2 years. I actually want to bring it back and make it the Insta Bible. Podcast to promote obviously Insta Bible, but also get many people in, you know, that know the Word of God and share what they have in their heart. I believe these streaming tools are a great opportunity for people to echo what's in their heart. I think a lot of people have a lot to say, and I think streaming and podcasting is one good avenue. And now that I transcribe all the podcasts, people are able to search any type of topics. And if they search Covenant, perhaps Sebastian might be up there in the list. So.
All right,
You
awesome.
never know. Anyways, SleonProductions.com on Twitter is at Sleon. On Instagram is at Sleon. You can also add me on Instagram. I'm also on TikTok, Sleon70. And you can definitely reach me there. Sebastian is also on LinkedIn, Instagram, on Twitter. And any information about that, reach us out. And if you guys need any prayer privately, call us and we'll be glad to pray for you. Anyway, Sebastian Boyer, I think I'll see you soon again.
Yeah, man. Let's have lunch real soon.
All right, guys. God bless, and I'll see you next time.
Right. Thank you, Santiago.